my first days of playing real ball, to my memory, way at the start in the summer when I was in North Philly with my grandma for my summer days until I had to go back to North Carolina for the school year, playing in 15th in Susquehanna, where everybody in Philadelphia to this day remember that playground and the memories that was over there and the players that came up out of there, just like they remember the Sunny Hill League or anything else. But those was the days that made me who I was, the player that I was, and I took all this North Philly and I invested it all into my body and my soul, and I took it straight to North Carolina and I was a beast, period. I didn't cut it in school and academically like I was supposed to and did what I was supposed to do, but I still was fortunate enough to be able to go to junior college and be able to knock down one of my dreams of making it to Pittsburgh University, playing coach for Ben Holland, I'm sorry. But that was my time. Dave Yeager was my last coach by any means. He's an NBA coach now, but he was the head coach of the North Dakota Wizards, and he gave me opportunity to be out there for a while with him until I was released out there. Appreciate you giving me opportunity to play a little pro ball. But other than that, I've just been D World life, maintaining, staying strong, staying hard, trying to be a motivator, get up out of dark spots, stay up when you up, just in and out of lanes, my own lanes, trying to mind mine, away from the environment that I'm used to, which is the dirty south to me, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Just had to cut up out of there for a while. For a lot of reasons, personal, a lot of personal, just really don't want to talk about a lot of that, but it's D-World life.